working at the Reno Club, her bass she kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Miss Chan. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2012 to celebrate the birthday of blues man Jimmy Reed with our special guest, Sheila Bay. Dr. Pearl helps Clint Eastwood work his chair thing, and the homework starts with the back-to-school blues. Ugh. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald, and Pete Weber.
Hey. Good to see everybody. Hope everybody's doing good.
Hope everyone's ready for a hot show.
I know. I've been looking forward to this all week, yes. Pearl. I don't know about you, but I didn't get much sleep last night. I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's because you're working, making that money.
No money.
So I have something that you can relate to, Pete. There's a multimillionaire in Florida who says he wants to start a new life. So he's selling off his chain of computer game shops, 2 waterfront homes, 3 expensive cars, and his pet dog. Or as Mitt Romney calls it, cleaning out the garage.
You know, speaking of shedding things, Lady Gaga recorded her new album completely in the nude. Yeah, because she thinks it makes her voice sound better. Studio engineers across the country are trying to stop this story before it gets to Steven Tyler.
Okay, now my eyes hurt. That's disgusting. And speaking of disgusting, you know, a lot of Republicans said Chris Christie is good for the country because he doesn't seem to have a filter. Huh. Yeah, using that same reasoning, I've switched from exercise and balanced diet to Camel regulars.
Now let's move on to something that's really smoking. Here's Nedra Dixon with a Kansas City blues classic from the great Julia Lee, Show Me Missouri Blues.
That's got me going gate. I got those old show Missouri blues. Cause I've been to Kansas City, that's the blues I gotta lose. That's where I had a man, he showed me his way. Ever since that happy day, that is where I'm gonna stay. I got those old show Missouri blues. Cause I've been to Kansas City, that's the blues I gotta lose. Thank you. babe, I kept it for you, waiting for you to come back. You proved it to me, everything is in the sack. I've got those show me, Missouri blues, yeah. 'Cause I've been to Kansas City, that's the blues I gotta lose. You can have what I got to keep for yourself. What I've got is too hot, ain't gonna put it on the shelf. I've got those old show me Missouri blues. 'Cause I've been to Kansas City, that's the blues I gotta lose.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of blues man Jimmy Reed. Born in Mississippi, Reed learned the harmonica and guitar from close friend Eddie Taylor. After spending several years busking and performing in the South, he moved to Chicago, where he recorded major hits like Baby, What You Want Me to Do, Big Boss Man, and Bright Lights, Big City.
Jimmy Reed was a major force in the field of electric blues. His lazy, slack-jaw singing, piercing harmonica, and hypnotic guitar patterns were one of the blues' most easily identifiable sounds in the 1950s and 60s. Reed had a significant impact on artists who recorded his tunes, including Elvis Presley, ZZ Top, and the Rolling Stones.
Now we're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Jimmy Reed made famous, and to get that done, we're going to need a great blues shouter. That'd be our special guest and friend, Sheila Bay. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
I'm so happy to be back.
What do you like about Jimmy Reed tunes?
Well, when I got ready for the show and I was listening, I didn't know I already knew some of his tunes like Shame, Shame, Shame and Bright Lights, Big City. I didn't know that was Jimmy Reed. But I like the way he tells his story. And as a singer, I pick songs that I can feel, so I can tell my story by incorporating into the artist's songs.
Now, I hear his style, and I think swinging, laid back. I think of Sheila Bay, and I think, tear down the walls. We need a bigger room.
Well, I was told to lay back this time.
Why do I feel like you're going to break the rules?
So I'm going to have to, I'm pulling, I have to really try, but I'm going to keep it laid back. But if the Sheila Bay comes out, I'm sorry, Joe.
Oh, we like you just the way you are. Now, speaking of that, when was the first time you blew a room apart like this?
Well, in my church choir, I really like background singing, making harmony, but my choir director at church when I was 15 gave me a song called Lift Him Up, and she made me sing this solo, and when I got out there on that Sunday, I had the church rocking, and she said, you're a soloist from now on.
Well, we're going to get you singing right away, and you're going to lift us all up. Joe Cartwright, what tunes are we going to start with?
This is a great tune that a lot of folks have recorded, including Etta James. And I just want to make sure that Sheila knows that she needs to tear it up.
Okay, watch out now.
Don't hold anything back.
Okay. Is that a technical term now?
This is a Jimmy Reed tune called Baby, What You Want Me to Do.
You got me running, you got me hiding. Run, hide, hide, running any way you want it. Let it roll. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got me where you want me now. Baby, what you want me to do?
I'm going up, I'm going down, I'm going up, down, down, up, any way you want it, let it roll. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, you got me, you got me where you want me now, baby, what you want me to do?
Sheila Bay, everybody. I told you bring reinforcements. All right. Now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your miserable, wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from Clint in Hollywood. Clint in Hollywood, he writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I used to be the man with no name. Then I gave a speech at a convention, and now my name is Dirt. And not the hairy kind either. Mitt said I could say whatever I wanted as long as I brought a fistful of dollars. Instead, I brought this chair, and that's all people remember. I need to get my reputation back. Make my day, Dr. Pearl, and you'll be my million-dollar baby."
Wow. Okay, Clint. First thing I can tell you is I'm sure the Republicans are unforgiving on this one. You went a little odd, a bit strange, but my job is to help, and help I will do, unlike what you did. The convention was supposed to make voters warm and snuggly. The speech you made, it wasn't good, more like bad and ugly. They thought you helped Mitt Romney defend his work at Bain. Instead, your speech had this effect. You made Charlie Sheen look sane.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Was that civil disobedience?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Clint, your speech had no ingredients.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
But it was great for the comedians. Hey, that's what I call a job creator.
All right, our next letter is from Jana, somewhere on the campaign trail. Jana writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, my husband Paul is the Republican vice presidential candidate, and it's ruining my life. All of a sudden, I have to start making up stories about him winning marathons, him saving drowning children, him being good in bed. Who do they think I am? Ann Romney? I miss being a big cheese in Wisconsin. Dr. Pearl, can you help me make it to November?"
Eh, I'm just gonna help you out as best I can. You were a lobbyist and wore a business suit, but now you're like Todd Palin. Keep your mouth shut and just act cute. Mom and Dad were Democrats, and then you met Paul Ryan. It could be worse. At least you're not Mrs. Joseph Biden.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Your husband needs a campaign director.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
So please become his BS deflector.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Oh yeah, and get him a lie detector. Now that is a 24/7 job.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song. And if you're out looking for a good time, there's no better place than right here, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, Kansas City has been the training ground for great jazz talent since the music was born. Charlie Parker, Count Basie, Mary Lou Williams, Jay McShinn, Pat Metheny. They all got their start here. And so did another talented young lady. Born in Great Bend, Kansas, she may have grown up in Omaha, Nebraska, where she studied classical piano with her mom and sang in her dad's church and began songwriting, but will always think of Kansas City as her jazz home.
One of Concord Jazz Label's best-selling artists with 13 original studio albums to her credit, this jazz star has earned 4 Grammy nominations for Best Jazz Vocal Album. She tours extensively all over the world, and we're lucky to have her back in Kansas City. It is a real honor to welcome back to 12th Street Jump the wonderful Karen Allison.
Thank you, Karen.
Good to have you back.
Thank you very much, Cole. Great to be back.
Now, we mentioned that you travel quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we do claim you as a Kansas Cityan because you were here for how many years?
I was here for a little over 10 years.
A little over 10 mm-hmm. years, so got to play with quite a few folks.
Lots of people, lots of great memories. I learned so much through my tenure here and still play with some of my favorites. And love hearing Joe again, love hearing Tyrone and Mike and learning so much from all these great players.
So that means we can expect you to come on back home.
You can
more
expect
often.
That.
Yes.
They haven't kicked me out yet.
We will not. Now, you're in town for...
I'm here to play the Prairie Village Jazz Festival on Saturday night.
All right, yeah. So you'll be tearing it up there. Mm-hmm. And I must ask, I saw that you're a classically trained piano player. We mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start writing?
I still want to write more. I started writing in the folk days with Carol King, Carly Simon, Joni Mitchell, all those wonderful people. And then I got the jazz bug in it took over, basically, but I do write some stuff.
Oh, good. Well, we're glad the bug took over. We're going to get you singing. We're going to have you sing with Joe and the band, Tyrone and Mike, a tune from her latest Concord Jazz CD, Round Midnight. This one's called Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most.
Once I was a sentimental thing. Threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance doesn't stand a chance. I promised my last dance to winter. All I've got to show is a splinter. For my little fling, spring this year has gotten me feeling like a horse that never left the post. I lie in my room, staring up at the ceiling. Spring can't really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss brings trees and flowers, and to them I'd like to pose a toast. I walk in the park just to kill each lonely hour. Spring can't really hang you up the most. All afternoon, the birds twitter twit. I know the tune. This is love, this is it. I've heard it. I know the score. And I've decided that spring is a bore. Love came sure around the new year. Now it's April. Love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time. Only what became of you, dear? Spring can really hang you up the most. Spring can really hang you up the most. Love came my way. I hoped it would last. We had our day. Now that's all in the past. Spring came along, such a season of song, full of sweet promise, but something went wrong. Doctors once prescribed a time. Sulfur and molasses was the dose. That didn't help one bit. My condition must be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most. I'm all alone. Party is over. Old man Winter was a gracious host. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clothes, spring can't really hang you up the most. The most. Spring can't really hang you up the most.
Karen Allison, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the truth had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
The conventions are finally over. Those candidates, they were anointed. Everybody had a real good time. Although fact checkers were disappointed. You know, both parties set a record for the number of fingers that were pointed. Woo! Unit!
The NFL season started, and now fans will have to wait and see. In Las Vegas, they're taking bets on this latest sporting mystery. How long before a head coach tackles a non-union referee? Those guys can't get nothing right.
Hank Williams and Ted Nugent
They act like racist hicks. If the Republicans are begging, bring back the Dixie Chicks.
Hey, if you run into Clint Eastwood, try tightening up his screw.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here is Sheila Bay with two tunes recorded by Jimmy Reed, Shame, 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 and C.C. Rider.
To tell you, baby, but it makes no sense. No, you got me, baby, up against this fence. Now, ain't that a shame, shame, shame? Shame, shame, the way you do. Well, it's a shame, shame, shame. Shame, shame on you. Well, you walk out in the evening, don't say you gone. 6 o'clock in the morning, you come walking home. And ain't that a shame, shame, shame? Shame, shame the way you do. Well, it's a shame, shame, shame. Ooh, it's a shame on you. Sitting here waiting for you to come home. When I wake up, baby, I'm sitting all alone. Ain't that a shame? Shame, 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 shame the way you do. Oh, it's a shame, 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 shame. Shame, shame, oh, you. I said, see, C.C. Rider, see what you have done. Ooh, see, C.C. Rider, I said, see what you have done. You done made me love ya. Now your girl done come. Well, I'm going away, baby. I won't be back till fall. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going away, baby. I won't be back till fall. If I find me a good man, I won't be back. see right up, see what you have done. Oh yeah, I said, see right up, see what you have done. Like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this great new Karn Allison CD, Round Midnight. And here's David Bassey with our special guest to talk about it.
Hey, Karn, my gosh.
Hey,
how many albums do you have on Concord these days? 13?
13.
13?
Lucky number 13.
This is the lucky one, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where'd you make it? You made this one in New York?
Made it in New York. Oh, Sear Sound.
Sear Sound.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful studio in Midtown Manhattan.
You make them in the same place all the time?
The last couple we have, actually. The last three or four we have done that, yes.
And how's it doing?
It's doing really well.
Moving a few?
Yeah, I mean, people really dig it. We've had great response to it. Downbeat gave it 5 stars. I got a couple USA Today picks of the week and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's the important thing is that folks are liking it. So that's the good thing.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And you're kind of back to playing the piano a little bit these days.
I am. I'm playing all the piano on that CD. And our good friend Rod Fleeman is playing the guitar. Uh-huh. And a wonderful bass player I work with a lot now, Ed Howard, is on bass. The great Bob Shepard is on tenor, alto flute, that is, and soprano. And he's with us at the Prairie Village Jazz Festival, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's great. And then Todd Strait's back with you, too.
Todd Strait is back with us on the road, yes. Matt Wilson's on Round Midnight, however, yes. That's right.
But it's good to see Todd back in the saddle.
It's great to have him back with us, absolutely.
He's a good cat.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are, Prairie Village.
Here we go.
It's like the jazz capital of...
Of Prairie Village.
Western Kansas City, actually.
Why not, you know?
Why not?
Yeah.
Can I interject and
no.
see, does your album come on 8-track?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to start putting it out on that, yes.
Okay.
I think all avenues should be open.
Okay, my van is that thing out front.
Ah.
I'm just constantly looking for tunes.
Right.
He's always got to have some 8-tracks for the van, you know, because he sleeps in that van.
I know.
He needs something to lull him to sleep at night. So.
It's so cool to have you here, Karn.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I'm learning a lot watching you guys and listening to you ladies, and it's a thrill.
So as you can see, this is the place to be. Don't go anywhere. Right here, 12th
Stay
Street.
Stay hooked
jump.
Up.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come and catch and check your hats on me. This joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. Here in Kansas City, check out the Blue Room at the 18th and Vine Jazz District. Or the Green Lady Lounge. Boston jazz fans dig Schuller's or the Beehive. Trios is your place in South Bend. And in Lansing, Michigan, it's always cool at the Exchange. South Florida hipsters, stop by the WDNA Jazz Gallery, while Pittsburgh fans enjoy hanging out at the Crawford Grill. Have a drink and kick back and let the music wash over you at the Candlelight Lounge in Trenton, New Jersey. And out Ohio way, you know, check in for a good time at Jazz Central in Dayton or the Degage Jazz Club in Toledo. Out in the desert southwest, it can be hot at times, but not as hot as the music going down at the Nash in Phoenix or Bobby's in Scottsdale. In Seattle, the place to be is the Jazz Alley. And further north, warm up with a dose of blues at the Taproot in Anchorage. Wherever you are, get out to support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Let's bring back Sheila Bay to sing a blues number composed by Jimmy Reed, Bright Lights, Big City.
A bright light and big city gone to my baby's head. I try to tell the man, but he don't believe a word I say. It's all right,
it's all right,
mister.
Gonna need my help someday.
Ooh,
it's all right,
it's all right, mister.
Gonna need my help someday.
You're gonna wish you had listened
to some of those things I say.
Honey, knock your yourself out. Oh, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Mister, mister. Honey, knock yourself out. I still love you, baby, 'cause you don't know what it's all about. Oh, I see the bright light.
A big
city. They went to my baby's hand. Ooh, bright light.
The
big city. They went to my baby's hand.
I've been seeing a lot of yellow lately, and you know what that means.
What, your dog isn't housebroken?
No. It's school buses. My kids are back in school.
Ah, to be in third grade again. You know, tell those kids of yours to enjoy school while they can. It won't be long before they're in college. Oh, and then they'll be singing the blues.
The cheating down at Harvard. The Ivy's gonna wilt. Occupying Wall Street, MBAs must feel the guilt.
Scholarships have dried up. No surprise, kids turn to booze. What happened to my Pell Grant? I got the back to school blues.
Penn State still got their football. Was the NCAA soft? The players go home sweaty 'cause they turn the showers off.
Texas A&M moved southeast, and then the Big 12 lost Mizzou. Who's playing whom this season? I got the back to school blues.
Last week you were relaxing, your future you could ponder. Now you're in a psych class, sitting with the Unabomber.
One roommate is a vegan, the other's dumpster diving. You're living in a studio, at least your pot's still thriving.
They called off graduation, the seniors went berserk. They found out their diplomas wouldn't get them any work.
So come back next semester, there's really nothing you can lose. The economy's in shambles. Enjoy the back-to-school blues.
They're all lying.
Getting high and top of dying.
Playing Paul Ryan.
Don't ask why. Back-to-school blues.
Oh, my is right. Here's a real treat, y'all. Karn Allison, David getting together to sing a Jimmy Reed original. Take out some insurance.
I heard you leave me, baby. You say you won't be back. That would be the end of me, 'cause I've had a heart attack. You better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. 'Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna haul right off and die.
Darling, I always love you. Long as I've got breath, wanna be fine, I know, sweetheart. Except you're worrying me to death. You better
take some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. 'Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna haul right off and die.
Don't get yourself in an accident. Stay healthy as you can be.
I'm gonna try.
And if I got myself in a mess, oh, you're gonna padlock me.
You don't know me, baby, like I know myself. I couldn't live
if you should give all your love to someone else.
No
you
way,
better
no
take
way.
Some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. 'Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna haul right off and die.
Darling, I'll always love you. Long as I've got breath. Won't it be fine? I know, sweetheart, except it's worrying me to death.
You better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. 'Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna haul right off and die. Heard you're leaving me, baby. You say you won't be back. That would be the end of me, 'cause I'd have a heart attack. You better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. 'Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna haul right off and die.
Get yourself in an accident. Stay healthy as you can be. And if I get myself in a mess, you'll take my hand and pedal lock and key me. Yeah, yeah.
You don't know me, baby.
I don't know much at all.
Like I know myself. I couldn't live if you should give all your love to someone else. You better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. 'Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna haul right off and die.
Thank you.
that's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band. Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals. Chad Myers records and masters the show, with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places, but be sure to join us next week when we celebrate the music of the legendary John Coltrane. Till then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods, because that's where it's always jumpin'.